Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that is exactly what you're going to get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs. Whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job, choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Four Things with Amy Brown.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the Fifth Thing, a bonus episode of the Four Things podcast, where I share emails that you have sent in. And we always start Tuesday episodes off with a quote. I like to do that, give you some encouragement here at the beginning that you can take with you. But I am replacing today's quote by telling you about an email that I got from a mother named Molly, who has a one-year-old son named Weston, and Weston needs a kidney transplant. And there are a lot of expenses associated with that. So their family has launched a CODA campaign for Weston, and CODA stands for Children's Organ Transplant Association. And he's got his own little website. If you go to it, you can see Weston's sweet smiling face. He just is precious. And I feel for his mom, Molly, feel for his whole family. So I'm doing what I can right now and just letting you know about Weston and maybe just encouraging you, if you have some monthly giving you like to do, and maybe you're looking to diversify where you give, maybe consider donating towards Weston's kidney transplant this month. If you like to treat yourself to Starbucks once a week, or maybe even every day, you can sacrifice a trip to Starbucks and make, you know, a $5, $10 donation. Maybe you can just spare $1. Maybe you can just post about CODAForWeston.com on your Facebook page or your Instagram or your Twitter. Maybe you can't contribute financially, but you can help spread the word about this. So CODAForWeston.com is the website. If y'all can help out, that would be amazing. C-O-T-A for F-O-R, Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N.com. All right, I'm going to get into the first email. But Molly, too, if you're listening as the mom, just know also another way that I know my amazing listeners are going to help out is they're going to be praying for Weston. So maybe not everybody's going to be able to give, but they'll share it and they will be praying for Weston. I can guarantee you that. All right, email number one is from Brandy. Hey, Amy, I'm starting therapy for the first time next week and I have a couple of questions. First, how do I start? How do I share 40 years of experience in an hour without just being a verbal explosion? Is it okay to just tiptoe into the therapy waters and get to things as they arise? Or is the therapist looking for a big picture from the beginning. I want to share meaningful reflection, not just vent. Or is venting okay? Should I share what I think my issues are or just tell my story and let someone who is actually trained sort out my mess? Any tips or guidance would be appreciated. Your friend you didn't even know you had, Brandy. Okay, well, thanks for emailing, Brandy. And I'm so glad you're able to do something like this for yourself. I know I felt similar thoughts when I started with a new therapist, actually about a month ago. And I've been in therapy for a while, but starting with someone new, believe it or not, even though I've been to therapy before, I had all the same thoughts. And I think all of your questions are valid. And then, you know, when my session actually started with my new therapist, I remember to just trust the process. Like most therapists that I've gone to have been amazing at guiding me. And then when I let go and trust, it's much easier. Now, I will say that it is helpful for them to get a life script from you of sorts so that they can understand maybe why you're processing the way that you are. And I went ahead and looked up the definition of a life script because I've had therapists use it on me, but I wanted to be able to share with you what it was in case anyone listening, you might be like, wait, what? What's a life script? And here's what I pulled from the internet. A life script is another way of describing the meaning we attribute to the events that happen to us. Depending on our particular script, we can interpret an event in a number of different ways. Psychologists believe that our life scripts are usually created in childhood. And then of course there's various like benchmarks throughout your life that can change it. But to better answer your email, Brandy, I reached out to my friend Kat DeFada to help me out with this because she is a therapist and I thought she could give a professional opinion here. And here is what Kat sent. Hey, Brandy. So this is a very common experience to be having. For the most part, I can feel more anxiety from clients during the first session than at any other time. First sessions are weird. There are things that therapists have to talk about, like policies and confidentiality that take up some time. And then it sometimes feels like there's a rush to get in a good session. My encouragement is to walk into the space without a rush and without a fixed agenda for yourself. Every therapist has their own way of doing a first session, or what I call an intake session. Also, often there is no resolve after a first session. It is a starting place, a step toward what you need. It can feel really good to finally get things off your chest and talk to someone. But often you will leave an intake session thinking to yourself, what did I even just say? So I usually recommend giving yourself some time to decompress afterwards before you jump right back into life. As a therapist, I'm trying to understand what exactly it is that the client is looking for and gather the information that I need in order to formulate some kind of a treatment plan. In the first session, I ask a lot of questions and allow space for the client to ask me what they need as well. However, there is no definite plan or fixed agenda. If someone needs to cry or just vent for 15 minutes, we do that. There really isn't a wrong way to do it. Think of it as you're going to a professional, an expert, so you can take the pressure of knowing what and how to do things off. A good therapist will create a space where you feel welcome to share and also supported in guiding you to what you need. Long story long, let the experience happen without trying to control it. Therapy is like any other relationship where we learn in time as the relationship grows. We don't need to know every detail of everything by week one or week two or three. Wishing you the very best. All right, so Brandy, that's what Kat had to say. And to anyone else listening, if you haven't already, and even you, Brandy, I recommend you checking out Kat's podcast. It's called You Need Therapy. And I included Kat's podcast in my network that I launched because I just love and appreciate how simply she puts things, and she does a good job helping people feel at ease if they're ever overwhelmed by the thought of therapy or whatever is going on with them. So Kat DeFada, You Need Therapy. Start with that podcast if you're contemplating anything. But Brandy, I hope that us addressing your email there helps you out. And keep us posted on your therapy journey. All right, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Well, that's where Express Employment Professionals comes into play. And if you work with them, that's exactly what you're going to get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. And they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Just go to expresspros.com to find an office near you. Or you can even download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. So whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call. And one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
Same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, email number two is from Michaela. Hey, Amy, I'm a native of College Station and currently a sophomore at Texas A&M. I've always known about anorexia and bulimia and felt bad for those who struggled with it, but I didn't realize that my experiences were just as disordered when it came to food until your podcast. I'm thankful I was able to learn more about myself, so I appreciate you being gentle and honest with your experiences. I recently started writing for an online women's magazine called Her Campus at Texas A&M and have found an amazing group of college women who have had a lot of the same struggles as me. I got the courage to finally put a small part of my eating disorder struggle into words. I don't know if you'll be able to read it, but I wanted to share it with you since you're such a big part of it. Thanks and giggle, Michaela. Okay, Michaela, thank you so much for sending me this. I was able to read it, and now I'm actually going to read it here for other people to hear. As a fellow Aggie, I'm definitely super proud of you for sharing some of your stories with others at Texas A&M, and now with others on my podcast. You are helping people by opening up with your story. Okay, so here is what Michaela wrote in her article for Her Campus. It is titled, How My Life Outweighs. It starts off with a trigger warning for eating disorders and body image issues. So I will do the same here for you listening. And then she goes on to say, for my friends with eating disorders, disordered eating, or a lack of love for their beautiful bodies, I've been reflecting on my journey with self-image, self-love, and especially my relationship with food. It's no secret that our society has a specific image of what a beautiful body looks like, an ever-changing target that has little basis in what modern medicine has found to be healthy. This weaponizing of bodies, especially of women, and even more so women of color, has had devastating effects on the way we look, think, and talk about ourselves and others. This seemingly small internal insecurity has translated into even larger problems in society, like toxicity in the fitness community and diet culture overall. When it comes to sharing my personal journey with body image and my relationship with food, it's important to note that this is ongoing and I am by no means an expert and didn't come to the forefront of my life until this last year. I learned, to what shouldn't have been a surprise, that eating disorders don't always look like anorexia and bulimia that we witness through secondary school or in entertainment. It looks like skipping lunch even though you're hungry because you're going to have XYZ for dinner. It looks like making sure you're always at a calorie deficit, even if it means staying up until 11:59 p.m. working out. It looks like feeling guilty for eating two double-stuffed Oreos and making yourself go on the treadmill to burn off that exact amount of calories. I didn't know that's what eating disorders looked like, even though I had done every single one. I can't really describe to you what it feels like to discover that you have an eating disorder. It truly flipped my world upside down. And as cheesy as it sounds, I wouldn't have discovered it without one of my favorite morning radio show hosts. In high school, I always listened to Amy on the Bobby Bone Show. She was funny, talkative, interesting, and never afraid to interject herself and her group of extroverted male co-hosts. On top of that, she's from Austin, Texas, and is an Aggie just like me. When I started listening to her solo podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown, and Sequential Eating Disorder Recovery podcast, Outweigh, I learned that she had majorly struggled with her own disordered eating. Although this was hard for me to hear as an empath and a major fan of hers, it forced me to recognize that I shared many of the habits she listed as taking away from her life. The lens through which I formerly looked at food was destroyed, and I didn't want to go back. While I still struggle with what I choose to eat, whether it's after feeling guilty for having two extra scoops of ice cream or wondering if I should, quote, be good and order a salad, I won't ever be able to return to the level of unkindness that I showed myself and my body. I share all of this only to encourage you to reflect on your own eating habits, how they have changed, and how you think about food. Realizing I had an eating disorder took me 19 years, but a life without disordered eating outweighs everything, as Amy says. If you or someone close to you is in need of assistance in an eating disorder recovery, the following resources are free and publicly available. National Eating Disorders Association, Outweigh Podcast, and National Alliance on Mental Health. Michaela Rush, Texas A&M University, class of 2023. I guess you just say class of 23, but Michaela, you're awesome for sharing this in this publication that goes out to everyone at Texas A&M. Like, I think it's so brave and awesome. And there are so many girls that are going to read that. And I mean, I can't tell you in college how many hours I spent at the gym in College Station, the very town that you live in. I would spend 2 hours at the gym. And also when I was a junior at Texas A&M, I signed up to run a marathon and there was a training group on campus and I met up with everybody there. And I honestly only signed up because I thought if I ran a marathon, it would help me lose weight. And that's just the wrong motivation to do anything, but that's why I wanted to do it. And yeah, I ended up running 26.2 miles, but no, I didn't really lose any weight. And I actually ended up injuring my body big time. And it just delayed what I was able to even do with my body for months and months after that. So I think you're going to be helping a lot of people. And keep it up. Keep writing articles as they come to you. Keep sharing your story as you see fit. And thank you so much for sending me this article. All right, email number 3 is from Christine. Hey, Amy, I was wondering if you could help me find an appropriate song to dance with my son to. I raised him as a single mom, and I basically want to say that I hope I did enough for him, and I hope he knows he is my greatest accomplishment ever. Okay, Christine, I can't remember if in the subject of this email, maybe you put like wedding song or something, but I'm pretty sure that you need wedding songs to dance to with your son for like the mother-son dance. And of course, being that I am the biggest Dear Mama Tupac fan ever, I don't know the vibe that y'all are looking for, but you know I got to throw that out there as an option for you. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. Always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back, but the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Don't you know we love you, sweet dear mama. And Christine, another one that comes to mind would be Tim McGraw's Humble and Kind. Oh, the door said please, said thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When the dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in. Then there's also the Pretenders, I'll Stand By You. I also like Rod Stewart's Forever Young. And then Home by Phillip Phillips. The trouble it might drag you down. You get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna make this place your home. All right, Christine, without knowing y'all, it's hard to know what will be the best fit, but those are definitely some options that came to mind that I thought I could share with you. Hopefully you'll find the perfect song, whether it's one of these or something totally different, and keep me posted on how it goes. All right, email number 4 is from Suzanne. Hey, Amy, first off, I love that I'm writing you like you're an actual friend of mine. I'm an avid listener of the Bobby Bone Show, and I have followed 4 things since the beginning. I'm a teacher in DC, and naturally, I follow other teachers on Instagram. Christina is someone that I follow, and she's an educator and an amazing woman, and she's currently battling brain cancer and has taken Instagram along for the journey. Her handle is @miss.com. Christina Costa. Anyway, all this to say, she's giving a TED Talk on March 27th on the neuroscience of gratitude. And I just had to tell you, I have a gratitude journal and I love how you always speak about it. And I just needed to pass along the word. Christina is truly amazing, taking this challenge and turning it into a book of poetry and a TED Talk on gratitude. I hope you'll get to follow along, your friend, Suzanne. All right, Suzanne, thank you for sharing this account with me and Christina's upcoming TED Talk. I will for sure be checking it out, and I hope that others will too. For anyone else interested, I'm going to share her Instagram handle one more time. It's ms.christinacosta, C-O-S-T-A. All right, that is a wrap on today's emails. I love hearing from you. If you don't know the email address, it's 4thingswithamybrown@gmail.com. You can reach out about anything and everything. Just put 5th thing in the subject line if it's something that you would like for me to address in the episodes. Some housekeeping things on, well, 4 things and a spa stuff. I just want y'all to know we just restocked star necklaces last week. They were sold out for a while, but they are back in stock. I definitely wear mine every day. It's the best, and they're made by women here in Nashville at Able, and they've transitioned out of homelessness, and the necklaces then go on to support Haiti. So they're kind of cool because they have a local and a global impact. We also have neon pink 4 Things I'm Fine t-shirts coming out. They may already be up depending on when you're listening to this. They say, it's fine, I'm fine, everything is fine, just like our pullovers, but they're short sleeve tees just in time for spring, and they're very cute. Again, may or may not be up depending on when you're listening. Lastly, we are still doing our Four Things Gratitude Challenge, and it's never too late to join in and write down four things each day that you're thankful for. You can do so in your own notebook, or you can get our Espoir Four Things Journal that Mary and I designed. Links to all this stuff can be found at radioamy.com. And if you do post about your gratitude journal, again, whether you're writing it in your own notebook or ours, make sure you tag us on Instagram because we would love to see it. At Radio Amy, at Shop Espoir, at The Shop Forward. I know that's a lot of handles, but we definitely appreciate you tagging us so that we can repost and share and see what you're thankful for. All right. Hope y'all are having a great week. I will be back on Thursday. I'm pretty sure this Thursday's episode is with Emily Lay. And then next week, I'm going to have Karen Fairchild from Little Big Town on. So that'll be pretty exciting, what you have to look forward to. All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Ah, summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.